Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Not from Denver, Colorado, but from the high mountains of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in northern New Mexico, from my undisclosed location. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, we got some rules of engagement. The easiest one to remember is if you want to text the show, you can do that at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The text line is always open. So whether you're listening live or you're listening to late or you're listening to the podcast, and something comes up, you want to tell me anything or ask me anything, the number on your message app is 33103, 33103. Just use the keyword either Mike or Michael. You can tell me anything or ask me anything. And then on social media, probably the most active place, I mean, there's always Facebook, there's Instagram, but Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So I want to do it later. I want to do it maybe in the second hour. Get to the provisions of, and if I hear it one more time, I'm going to scream. Oh, the one big beautiful bill. You know, I counted syllables. Can we just not say O triple B? O triple B. That's four syllables versus everyone calling it the one big beautiful bill. That's six syllables. So we'll just call it the O triple B. The old triple B. And many of you on the text line were saying, oh, gosh, I hope you're live this weekend and you can give us some details about what's really in the bill. Well, I will do that, and I will eventually get to that. But before I do, I just want to say something about today. Is we're broadcasting live on Saturday, July 5th. Yesterday was obviously July 4th, the 249th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. And I wanted to take just a moment to remind us, all of us, what it is that we're celebrating. I am reading, I thought one of the things I was going to do this weekend, and I've started it, is I'm reading a book, and I would encourage all of you to do something similar. There are David McCullough. There are, many authors, even Ken Burns, which I don't know what his is going to turn out to be like. Ken Burns is not exactly what I would call an objective writer or biographer, but someone by the name of Rick Atkinson, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N, has written a trilogy, or I should say he is writing a trilogy about the American Revolution. The first two volumes are out. I'm reading the first volume. It's titled The British Are Coming. It's don't turn your head when I say this. Don't turn your head and cough. But it's, I think, 1,200 pages. So it's a fairly lengthy book. And I started reading it yesterday, and I'm on page, I don't know, I'm getting close to page 200 or so. And parts of it I've skimmed through, primarily because it goes into a lot of detail about some of the families that were involved in the Revolutionary War. And they're not famous families, but important families. You know, they happened to be, they lived in Lexington. Or they lived in Concord, where the shot heard round the world was fired. But the detail that he describes is much like the detail that we've learned about the Civil War and how it was a brutal, brutal battle. And before he actually got to the first shot being fired, which is kind of where I've just stopped and the British are retreating back to Boston trying to get back on the ships, he has described that first battle, or I should say the first series of battles. And it's absolutely amazing. When you hear some of the details based on all of the letters, all of the material that he has researched and found about that documented, you know, the diaries of people, everybody kept a diary about that fateful day when the shot was first heard around the world. And how King George III was so arrogant that he believed that, these Americans, we can beat these Americans. And even after the first British defeat, when they're retreating, trying to get back, and the reports of the battle finally get back to him 2 or 3 months later. Now, remember, the battle's still going on. They didn't have email. They didn't have text messages. They couldn't pick up the phone and make an overseas phone call. So everything was transmitted by letter. And, of course, it had to make trips across the Atlantic. And the most recent letter that King George was reading was received, I think it was written in April. I think the battle was in April. And he was reading this sometime in June. So some 90 days later, he's reading about the retreat from 90 days earlier. And he's still arrogant about it. He still believes that Americans can be defeated. But what Atkinson has done in this book, again, the title is The British Are Coming, is describing exactly how all of these Americans, all of these people who had come seeking independence, they had learned to trade, manufacture, they were farming, they were doing everything on their own. And there, yes, he describes the Tea Party. He describes the things, all of the acts that the Parliament and the King had imposed on the colonies. And as I read through it, I thought all I could think about was the Declaration of Independence and how it so succinctly described everything that was going on in the colonies. So I want to go through just parts of it. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that in order to secure these rights, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but in order to secure those rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we institute governments among ourselves. That's our social compact. And that just governments derive their powers from the consent of the governed. In other words, we give our consent for you. In our Constitution that was later adopted in 1789, we gave our government certain enumerated and limited powers. They write that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends, in other words, it becomes destructive of our ability to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations for that new government on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. That's what we were trying to establish 249 years ago. And that's what we're going to celebrate, the 250th, a quarter of a millennia, next year. And I think it's important for us at times to go back and understand. I know, you know, in the first 250 pages, I've read about Paul Revere. I read about Charles Dawes, both making the famous rides to warn about the Redcoats are coming. And how we had every, you know, there was a line, I should have highlighted the line in the book. But it talked about how all of the colonists were armed. Everybody had a musket. And if they didn't have a musket, they had an axe. If they didn't have an axe, they had formed something. They had taken their plowshares and they had formed them into shears. They had done something so that everybody had a weapon in order to exercise their God-given right of self-defense. That's what we came from. That's our DNA. And that's what we celebrated. And that's what we will continue to celebrate, I hope, over the next 250 years. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line's always open. The number's 33103 on your app. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
We are seeing something truly disturbing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, and sadly, right here in America. Jewish schools being targeted, synagogues threatened, families living in fear. It's something we hope we'd never see again in our lifetime. Silence is not an option. This is the moment to take a stand. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ, are on the front lines, providing real help where it's needed most. They're giving food and shelter to Jewish families under threat, building bomb shelters for children, helping survivors of hate rebuild their lives. And they don't just respond to crisis. They work every day to prevent it. Your gift of only $45 will help support their life-saving work by helping provide food, shelter, and much more. The Bible says, I will bless those who bless you. Supporting IFCJ is a spiritual stand. It's showing up for God's people when it counts. Please call 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-4325, or website ifcj.org. Every dollar helps. Be the difference. Visit ifcj.org.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I see I have another listener at an undisclosed New Mexico location. Stay away from me. I'm trying to stay away from everybody. Somebody asked me to repeat the name of the book that I'm reading. The book is, it's a trilogy. He's written two. The third book is supposed to come out, I think, sometime this year. So I'm starting with the very first book. The author's name is Rick Atkinson. A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N, Rick Atkinson. And this volume, volume one, is The British Are Coming. It's really gripping. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'll speed read through a paragraph or two because there's just a little too much detail. But then all of a sudden you're really gripped into the middle of the battle and what's going on. And the description of some of the things that we've learned, maybe not all of us, depending on what your age is, but an old fart like me, things that I actually learned about in school really come to life. And it's a reminder of just what these colonists, who just simply wanted to be left alone. Just, you know, we're here, and we've created this country, and we're farming, and we're building, and we're trading with all these other countries, you know, the British. We're trading with the British, obviously. We're trading with the French and the Germans and the Dutch and everybody else. We're trading with Canada. We're trading all over the place. And suddenly the king, because, you know, they've just come through the 7 Years' War, Great Britain is pretty much in the hole. They're in debt. And they see us, and they see the riches. And they're like, let's tax the crap out of them. And it really was, it was not just about taxation. But it was also about the threat to the sovereignty of the king and the colonists being so far away and not just distance-wise. But as I say, sometimes, you know, it would take you 3 months to go from, you know, London to Boston and 3 months by ship. And so it would take time to communicate, take time to understand what was going on. And I'm just at the stage in the book where Benjamin Franklin's decided that, yes, this is going to get real, and I'm going to leave England, and I'm going back home. And he's going back home, and he wants to come back because he wants to help with the revolution. And when that first shot is fired in Lexington and Concord, there are so many descriptions of the colonists writing in their diaries, and in fact, even of some of the British generals writing in their diaries about how we can't beat them. This is over. This is a huge mistake. Some of the generals even told King George they thought it was a mistake, but King George was adamant, absolutely adamant, as was the British Parliament. And so it eventually leads to, I'm obviously not that far in the book, but it leads to the writing of the Declaration of Independence being signed on July 4, 1776. Now, the Continental Congress had already been meeting because they were already establishing their own governments. Every little town, every colony, every so-called, I'll put air quotes around it, state, it was just a colony at the time, they'd all started their own self-governance. So they were already practicing self-governance at the local level, and that even at a regional level. And then the Continental Congress decided to form because they wanted to make sure that they could trade and do all these things among themselves. And it's a vibrant retelling of stuff that we know. And that as you read it, dare I say, you tend to think about what's going on today. And for all who And I'm not criticizing. I'm not saying, yeah, poo-poo on you. I'm not saying anything like that. But I do question that if we reach, if the rubber band is stretched so far in this country that it ultimately snaps, are we ready to fight that kind of war on our own soil? And what will, in a modern age, when telecommunications and, for that matter, warfare can be fought instantaneously, what will that be like? I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. But this is the kind of thing that when you go back and you read history, and you go back and you read, for example, the Declaration of Independence, you suddenly find yourself saying, gee, this sounds familiar. Gee, this sounds like something that I just heard on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News. The history of the present King of Great Britain, they write in the Declaration, is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And they write, to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And then they list their grievances. He has refused his assent to laws. In other words, he has refused to recognize the laws that we have passed in the colonies. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. They suspended all of the local governments in America and decided they were going to concentrate. Ooh, does this sound familiar? They're going to concentrate all of the power in London, all the power in the king and the parliament. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people. Boston, he dissolves the Boston government. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of the public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. So what George III was doing was he was establishing his own legislative bodies, putting his own people in there, and then rather meet in Boston, we'll go meet out in Framingham somewhere. We'll go meet somewhere far away, which, and today it'd just be, well, during rush hour, it might seem like a long ways away, but in Boston, during the 1700s, you might be 30 miles away, but that might take you a couple of days to travel. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states. For that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. The people in the colonies wanted to expand and grow, and they wanted to move westward, north and south. They wanted to expand. They wanted to grow further. He wouldn't let them do it. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices, and the amount and payment of their salaries. Oh, you want to be a judge in the colonies? Well, I will appoint you, and you must follow what I want done if you want to remain in office. And depending, how good you are, how well you follow what I want you to do, that will determine how much you get paid. It was total tyranny. Total tyranny. And the people in America said, we've had enough. I read through the book and I just keep thinking I'm only a tenth of the way through the book, about 20% of the way through the book. And I think to myself, gee, this sounds familiar. Happy 249th birthday, America. Happy 249th birthday. When we get back, let's talk about the courts for a moment. So we came with Michael Brown. Hang tight. Coming right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hey, Redding. Stay big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curation.
Oh,
owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Broadcasting live from the undisclosed location in northern New Mexico in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains at about, 8,000 feet or so. Glad to have you with me. If you want to text me, the text line number is always open, 33103, keyword MicroMichael. Go follow me on X at MichaelBrownUSA. I want to go back to the text messages for just a moment because Goober number 4679 writes, Michael, I don't think most people realize that the United States had a civil war in less than 100 years of its existence. Has this country been this threatened since then with the rise of the far left, a rise that has the fingerprints of our most ardent foreign adversaries all throughout it? No, but that's why we need to understand our history. That's why we need to understand what's in our DNA. Why are we the way we are? Because there was no guarantee that the revolution was going to win. I remember I've only started reading, obviously, I've seen this movie before, so I know how it ends. But when you read about some of the battles and how close we came to losing, we'd still be living under a monarchy. We'd be singing, you know, God save the king. Well, I started to say the queen, but I guess Charles is there now. God save the king. As opposed to the Star Spangled Banner. So just stop and think about that. This is, and it's why we need to understand what the radical left is doing in this country if we want to be prepared either for, God forbid, another civil war, or how do we do the things that we need to do to prevent another civil war? And I don't mean by somehow capitulating to the far left, but by recognizing that what they're doing is an anathema to the basic constitutional principles that we believe in, which is a good segue into what I want to talk about about the courts for a moment. I'm not Catholic. I just want to make that clear. But historically, we understand that the Catholic Church held Europe together socially, politically, and even economically for centuries. And then what happened? Oh, the Reformation came along and destroyed that cohesion. Well, similarly, the United States of America is held together by what? Not by a pope, not by the Catholic Church, not by a group of Protestant churches. What are we held together by? The Constitution and the rule of law that emanates from the United States Constitution. Well, just like the Catholic Church was that cohesive glue that kept Europe together, the Constitution is that cohesive glue that keeps us together. Well, the respect for the Constitution is now threatened by the very courts, and the very courts which are supposed to just follow the rule of law are about to spark a destabilizing constitutional reformation. And if anything, look, we could talk about Mondami in New York. We could talk about Gavin Newsom in California. We can talk about, if I have time today, we're going to talk about how Democrats in urban areas are one of the greatest threats to us conservatives politically. Urban, white, liberal Democrats represent probably the greatest threat to democracy because they're basically the foothold that would allow many red states or even purple states that lean red to become blue, and then boom, we just go off the deep end. But go back to the Protestant Reformation. The Protestant Reformation occurred when all these kind of accepted Catholic practices were carried to such extremes that they became abusive. Most notably, simony, the selling of church offices, indulgences. I always love the concept of Catholic indulgences. Pardons purchased to get out of purgatory. Pardons purchased for the sins that you committed. Father, I have sinned, and how much would it cost to get rid of that sin? Oh, well, just give the church X amount of money, and, you know, we'll take care of that. Neither which of those things, the selling of church offices or the selling of indulgences, was what? None of that had any basis in Scripture whatsoever. But once you started down that road, once they started taking them and abusing those things, the Reformation was seized upon and was accelerated by ambitious German princes who sought to free themselves from the financial and the political influence of the Pope. So the Catholic Church did what? Well, they stopped selling those bishop positions. They stopped selling forgivenesses, the indulgences. But the problem was they were a dollar late and a dollar short. Because the fabric of European civilization had been ripped apart. Much as 16th century Europe was anchored by respect for religious institutions, this country today is united by our respect for the Constitution. I see the Constitution, I've said this 1,000 times on the almost 20 years I've been on the radio. I believe the Constitution was divinely inspired. I believe it to be a sacred document to which all of us as citizens, the bureaucrats that want to try to run our lives, and the military, all the elected officials, we all regularly swear allegiance to the United States Constitution. And unlike the constitutions of Europe, France, Germany, the United Kingdom, they all change willy-nilly. As political movements come and go, their constitutions change. But here we are, now in, since it's July 5th, we're now in our 250th year of this republic, about to celebrate our 250th anniversary. Yet nowhere does the United States Constitution give any of the more than 677 unelected district court judges the authority to block the policies of an elected president. Which is what they've been doing regularly with these nationwide injunctions, which you think is over because of the Supreme Court decision in Trump versus CASA. But guess what? They've been doing those regularly for the past decade. And these injunctions cover everybody in the United States, not just those who brought the case. Yet the use of those sweeping injunctions is a manufactured practice created by legislation, and the legislation has no basis whatsoever in the Constitution. And just like the Catholic selling indulgences, these judges have abused by excess use of these nationwide injunctions. And while I would normally say it needs to stop, you would retort, well, Michael, the Supreme Court has stopped them. Well, that may be what you think. And you might be wrong. The court, the Supreme Court, is still trying to stop them. So don't just blow off this idea of a constitutional reformation. Because for centuries, going back to my example of Catholicism, the Pope himself was a powerful and respected figure throughout the entirety of Europe until the one day that he wasn't respected anymore. Today, the American judiciary is very powerful. But they're powerful because just like Catholics put their faith in the Pope, there is a large element of faith and mystery upholding the respect for the Supreme Court. Think about the justices themselves. Now, I've got great respect for them. I know Clarence Thomas. I've had dinner with Clarence Thomas. I can't say that Clarence Thomas is a close friend of mine, but I know him. I know his wife, Jenny, very well. I have the greatest respect for his legal mind and for him individually. But think about all 9 of them. They reside and they do their work in a building. If you ever go take a look at a photo of the United States Supreme Court building. It was specifically designed to resemble what? A Roman temple. And then the justices come out. They're wearing costumes. They resemble the robes of a high priest. And then they inform us like some sort of oracles that only they are qualified to decipher the Constitution. And just like with the papacy, just like with the Pope, faith in our U.S. Supreme Court will quickly just disappear. It will just dissipate overnight if the court is seen to endorse the widespread abuse of contrived practices not found in our scripture, much like the Pope issued indulgences not based on scripture, but just based on their own political whims. The facts that we're dealing with right now speak for themselves. Issuing nationwide injunctions to block executive orders has become a partisan political tool. In Trump's first term, 64 nationwide injunctions were issued against him. But that's been cited 1,000 times on talk shows all across the country. But of those 64 nationwide injunctions issued against him, 92% of them were granted by Democrat-appointed judges. In the first 5 months of Trump 2.0, 92% were granted, have been issued against him. The overwhelming majority coming from just five judicial districts, all of which are located in liberal cities, San Francisco and Boston. And in a lot of the recent cases, the terms arbitrary and capricious were used by those federal court judges to block any executive order that the judge just politically disagreed with, including policies that most Americans strongly support when you look at all the poll numbers, such as deporting illegal aliens and reducing government waste. Now, conservatives, hang on, because you played the same game. Republican judges issued all 14 of the injunctions against President Biden. As a result of this, if I tell you that I think judges are playing political games, I just gave you the receipts. And I think too many citizens, not blaming them, I'm just saying, too many citizens are beginning to regard some judges as just unelected politicians that happen to wear robes instead of suits. That should worry all of us. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text or ask me anything. The text line 33103, keyword Michael. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
We are seeing something truly disturbing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, and sadly, right here in America, Jewish schools being targeted, synagogues threatened, families living in fear. It's something we hoped we'd never see again in our lifetime. Silence is not an option. This is the moment to take a stand. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ, are on the front lines, providing real help where it's needed most. They're giving food and shelter to Jewish families under threat, building bomb shelters for children, helping survivors of hate, rebuild their lives. And they don't just respond to crisis. They work every day to prevent it. Your gift of only $45 will help support their life-saving work by helping provide food, shelter, and much more. The Bible says, "I will bless those who bless you." Supporting IFCJ is a spiritual stand. It's showing up for God's people when it counts. Please call 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-4325, or website ifcj.org. Every dollar helps. Be the difference. Visit ifcj.org.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to Win Draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free spot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment. Weekend at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This can't be right to allow that to happen. So here's what's going on. Regardless of the legal reasoning behind Justice Sotomayor's decision, which I read her dissent, it appears to me that she is engaged in politically motivated hypocrisy. And then you had the rebuke, which we talked about, of Justice Amy Coney Barrett against Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Basically saying that what we observe only this, that Justice Jackson decries an imperial executive while she embraces an imperial judiciary. That division is worth noting because, you know, you think about Letitia James, Attorney General of New York. Remember Judge Arthur Engoron oversaw the real estate case against Donald Trump? Remember the raid of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, his home? So while the Supreme Court decision limited the use of nationwide injunctions, it still allows class certification. It still allows class action lawsuits. So the decision neither enhanced the Supreme Court's legitimacy, nor did it really resolve the issue of judicial overreach. The potential for abuse still remains. And once there's a tipping point in public trust, then these partisan actors, like the German nobles who, you know, went against the Pope, they'll seize the issue. They'll twist legitimate reform efforts to their own immediate gain, and they'll undermine the entire process of judicial review. You know, it was just, it was simply the court itself, under Chief Justice John Marshall, who promulgated the idea that the Supreme Court was the only place they could interpret the U.S. Constitution back in 1803 in the case of Marbury versus Madison. And ever since then, it has been accepted because it is generally regarded as useful. But so was the infallibility of previous popes. The Protestant Reformation began on All Saints' Day in 1517 when Martin Luther nailed those 95 theses to the cathedral door in Wittenberg and publicly declared that selling forgiveness of sins was a fraud. So Luther's Reformation became a political as much as a religious event, and today the authority of these district court judges has become a political as much as a legal issue. In fact, we know this from Federalist 47, when James Madison noted that it is the concentration of power that defines tyranny, not the ends to which that power is used. We need, I guess what we need today, is we need the Lutherans and the Catholics on the Supreme Court to firmly rein in these highly partisan district judges from both parties before somebody nails 95 theses to the courthouse door of the U.S. Supreme Court or the district court somewhere out in the flyover country. This is the constitutional crisis that we face. And Congress needs to rein these judges in. Congress needs to take action. And because of what I didn't think could be done by yesterday, oh, I thought it might be done sometime this month, but I certainly didn't think they would get it done by July 3rd in time for Trump to sign the bill on July 4th, was, as somebody said, I said we need to call it the OBBB, and somebody said, how about, let's call it OB cubed, only three syllables. My concern about OB cubed is, how many people know what cubed is? To the third power, OB cubed. Well, if we can get that humongous piece of legislation, some of which I agree with, some of which I disagree with, but that's the nature of legislation, if we can get that size of a bill done doing those many drastic things that it did do in time for Trump to have signed it yesterday evening at the White House, then perhaps Congress can rein in these federal district court judges too. Because what they're doing is not based on the Constitution, and it's not based on legislation. So Congress, who has authority over the Article III courts, should limit their authority to issue nationwide injunctions. And they should also limit them from using class action lawsuits to effect the same thing. That's what Congress needs to do. If Congress wants to bitch about an imperial presidency, how about bitching about an imperial judiciary? If you want to reassert your authority, then get off your butts and do something. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. They're on break. They had to get everything done by July 3rd because they had already had Juneteenth off, and now they needed July 3rd off so they could take a few, you know, so they could go back to the districts and talk about what a great job they had done. I say it's time to rein in the courts. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Coming up next, you wanted it, you asked for it, so we're going to go through it for the next 2 months. The one big beautiful bill. What's really in it? Do you have a clue?
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit JTV.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump used the White House's 4th of July celebrations as a backdrop on Friday for his final victory lap over his biggest accomplishment so far.
This bill will fuel massive economic growth and lift up the hardworking citizens who make this country run. The factory workers, farmers, mechanics, waiters, waitresses, police officers, firefighters, coal miners. Coal is back.
The big, beautiful bill would cut taxes, trims government waste, fraud, and abuse, and increases funding for immigration enforcement. Economist Steve Moore says he wonders what happened to the pro-growth Democrats.
Every single Democrat in the House and the Senate has now voted for a $4 trillion tax increase next year. I don't get the logic of that. I don't understand. Are they trying to destroy our country?
Lisa Dwyer reports on deadly storms across country.
Multiple deaths have been reported in Texas after heavy rain caused the Guadalupe River to flood the surrounding areas after as much as 10 inches of heavy rain fell overnight in Kerr County. In southern New England, there are continuing power outages and downed trees after some areas there were hit by large amounts of hail. In central New Jersey, strong thunderstorms are being blamed for at least 3 deaths, including 2 men in Plainfield who died after a tree fell on their vehicle.
Donna Warder reports on a new Legoland resort.
China's first Legoland has opened to visitors in Shanghai. The park opened Saturday. It was built with 85 million Lego bricks. This Legoland visitor says his first impression is that it's a good recreation. He says, like a real fairyland of Lego. Shanghai's Legoland is one of 11 Legoland parks across the world. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
The families of two firefighters ambushed in Idaho received some much-needed help.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for two firefighters killed in an ambush last Sunday near Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chiefs John Morris and Frank Harwood were fatally shot after responding to a wildfire that was started intentionally. A third firefighter was critically injured. Tunnel to Towers was started after the 9/11 terror attacks to help families of first responders who were killed in the line of duty. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Chinese government is signaling enough is enough when it comes to the fierce competition in the country's electric car market. China's industrial policy has engineered a remarkable transformation to electric vehicles, but in so doing, it's also spawned far more makers than can possibly survive in a competitive market now. That could mean some will be going out of business soon. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. George Williams reports expatriate Americans have celebrated the 4th of July in Israel.
The media line reports that thousands of American immigrants in Israel have marked U.S. Independence Day with barbecues, music, and gratitude, even as some say their identities are experiencing adjustment in their new country. This year, Israel and much of the Middle East is experiencing a notable difference in festivities in the aftermath of the 12-day war between Iran and Israel, punctuated by the U.S. bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities. George Williams, Washington.
If you'll be heading home from a July 4th destination, you may find the highways a little bit crowded this year. AAA predicted record travel with 72.2 million Americans traveling between June 28th and July 6th, and most were expected to drive. AAA advising drivers to make sure to get your vehicles inspected before long trips to avoid having to break down. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from the high mountains of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in northern New Mexico. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Yeah, I'm on vacation this weekend. But we're still broadcasting live because I love you guys so much. I decided to go into work anyway. You asked for it, so I'm going to give it to you. You want to go through the OBBBB. So we're going to go through it. But rather than just start out throwing numbers and different provisions at you, I want to go to the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal yesterday posted this editorial. No one is gutting the safety net is the headline. The subhead says the GOP will have to rebut the Democrat and media distortions about their reforms or they're going to lose the 2026 election. It's a great in-house editorial. And basically they start out by saying, look, the coverage of the OB cubed. I'm going to call it the OB cubed. OBBB. So the OB cubed, they say, has been completely distorted. I don't want to say they say it's, they say it's been distorted by the media and by the Democrats. And clearly they have. How many times have you heard that so many people are going to die because they passed the bill? That, you know, there are going to be millions of people who are going to die. And in fact, if I can pull it up real quick, here, This is the former administrator of the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, Donald Berwick, who says,
Donald, there are lots of things to criticize in this bill, but to me, having grown up as a Canadian, and seeing the strides that we've tried to make in America with health care, this one worries me the most, because it's not just about health care if you're on Medicare or Medicaid. It's about hospitals disappearing, healthcare workers disappearing, standard of life going down.
Oh, my God, it's the end of the world. People are going to die. Hospitals are going to close. Healthcare is going to decline. One bill is going to do all of that.
Life expectancy.
And life. If you're over 60, you might as well just off yourself now, because you're not going to make it to 65 or 70. No.
Down. This is much bigger than payment for health services.
It definitely is. Coverage matters. This bill will roll back many of the gains of Obamacare to the tune of some 16 or 17 million people who will lose coverage. But also, as you said, it's cutting back on the social safety net more thoroughly. Medicare will be cut under this bill. Most people don't realize that.
Yep.
But Medicare will lose about $500 million, so $1 billion over the next 10 years. Also,
I want that to just sit there for a moment. Do you know that expenditures for Medicare will continue to increase? Yes. Because this is the old trick that we've talked about this before on all the other programs I've always done on radio, that in D.C., a decrease in the increase in spending. In other words, instead of spending $50 next year, you were spending $25 this year, you're going to spend $50 next year, but now you're only going to spend, $40 next year. Well, that's a cut to the idiots in D.C. You're still increasing your spending, but just not as much. Oh, that's a cut. That's exactly what this a-hole is saying.
The bill and Obama and Trump policies cut back on some of the really important supports to health in this country. The food stamp system, SNAP, is being cut back by 74% under other provisions that Trump has proposed, and states are going to be hurt hard. When the patients aren't going to go away when Medicaid coverage goes away, so states are going to have to make up for a deficit. And states are sources of enormous amounts of support to communities and people for housing and food security. It's a devastating bill. The estimate is that when Medicaid is cut, you lose about one life for every 800 beneficiaries that drop off. That means we're going to have 25,000 deaths a year because of this bill, just because of the coverage cutbacks.
Just because of less money spent, 25,000 of you are going to start dying every single year. And that's precisely what the Wall Street Journal addresses. They write, by now you've seen the headline in every outlet. The Republican law will soon toss millions from Medicaid and cut the program to the bone. But annual spending on the health entitlement will grow over the next decade, even with the bill's roughly $1 trillion in estimated savings. Medicaid spending has risen by roughly 60% since 2019, and the bill's intent is to try to bend Medicaid's trajectory closer to the bad old days of 2020. Yesterday, my wife and I we'd gone into town because we live in our home in New Mexico is in a very rural area, so we'd gone into town and we were walking around. We were walking around Taos, New Mexico, and I made the comment that Taos doesn't seem to be doing that well. And my wife, without any hesitation, said, COVID. Nothing's recovered since COVID. And I think she's right. I think she's exactly right. COVID so destroyed the economy. When you go from an economy, like Trump's economy was, when you're going 100 miles an hour and you just kill the engine to where you go to zero, it takes you forever to get back to 100 miles an hour. And that's exactly what they did. They go on to say that, the Wall Street Journal does, that CBO in a letter last month about the House bill said that 4.8 million won't comply with the bill's part-time work requirement. Well, that should be a warning about the country's social condition, they say. The work requirement doesn't apply to anyone who is disabled, pregnant, or caring for a child younger than the age of 14. Volunteering 20 hours a week or enrolled in school, you can get Medicaid. So don't buy the Democratic talking point about the working poor will be lost in red tape as they try to prove they're on the job. States have handled work requirements in food stamps and cash assistance for decades. As the Foundation for Government Accountability notes, when Arkansas experimented with such requirements in Medicaid, quote, enrollees only had to report work once and it was easy to do. The state simply cross-referenced wage and employment data and folks could also self-attest online or they could call a hotline. The Democratic position is that Medicaid should be a free universal benefit for men who refuse to work. The hyperbole is out of control. The Wall Street Journal writes that the Republican bill also includes sensible measures, such as asking states to check their Medicaid expansion rolls every 6 months, and more scrutiny on Obamacare subsidies. That is necessary because the Biden administration waived millions onto health entitlements. They just willy-nilly let people onto the program without any verification of their qualifications or not. Are they entitled to it or not? The Wall Street Journal says, the Paragon Institute estimates that 6.4 million people are enrolled in fully subsidized Obamacare plans but do not meet the eligibility criteria. You know what? Excuse me. I think that's what Democrats support. Democrats don't care whether you're qualified or not. This is their backhanded way, as they saw with Obamacare and then carried out during the Biden administration. We just want to get as many people as possible onto Medicaid because why? Because now we control them. Socialized medicine is a way of controlling people. I won't go through the rest of it. The Wall Street Journal, it's in yesterday's paper if you have access to it. I'd highly encourage you to read it because it points out that most of this is just an absolute hyperbolic exaggeration of everything going on, designed to scare you, all for political purposes, so that they can win in the midterm elections. So let's go through the provisions. I'm just warning you right now, this is not going to be easy, and it's not going to be simple, because this is a multi-thousand page bill. But we'll go through them. We'll go through the highlights. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
We are seeing something truly disturbing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, and sadly, right here in America, Jewish schools being targeted, synagogues threatened, families living in fear. It's something we hoped we'd never see again in our lifetime. Silence is not an option. This is the moment to take a stand. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ, are on the front lines, providing real help where it's needed most. They're giving food and shelter to Jewish families under threat, building bomb shelters for children, helping survivors of hate rebuild their lives. And they don't just respond to crisis, they work every day to prevent it. Your gift of only $45 will help support their life-saving work by helping provide food, shelter, and much more. The Bible says, I will bless those who bless you. Supporting IFCJ is a spiritual stand. It's showing up for God's people when it counts. Please call 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-4325, or website ifcj.org. Every dollar helps. Be the difference. Visit ifcj.org.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So you've been begging and bitching and moaning about it, and you want me to go through the OB cubed. So we're going to go through the one big beautiful bill, and we're going to start with taxes. Now, one caveat, and I'm just going to say this one time. I say that, and I'll repeat it. You're going to hear me as I describe some of the tax provisions. I'm going to tell you that some of these are effective through, say, 2028, or some expire in 2028, or they change after 5 years, whatever it may be. Well, then, why? Why are we doing this? Why do we make a tax change and say that it's only good and through 2028, less than 3 years from now? Because this is how they, quote, score the bill. This is how they figure out how much the bill is going to cost in terms of lost revenues versus how much is it going to increase based upon growth. And that's how they ultimately come up with, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham gave a floor speech in the Senate about how when you take into account growth, this bill actually reduces the deficit by $507 billion or something. Well, I take all of these numbers with a grain of salt because it depends on what growth actually turns out to be and whether or not Congress ends up. Let's say we have phenomenal growth. Let's say we reach 3 or 4% GDP growth during the Trump years. Well, just like during the Kennedy years or the Reagan years, when we cut taxes and we produce more taxpayers or we produce more revenue into the Treasury, what does Congress do? Well, they spend it. rather than applying it against the deficit or applying it against the debt, they spend it. Rather than returning it to you in terms of a rebate, they spend it. So some of these provisions, you'll see end dates, and the reason for those end dates are because they need to stop counting the tax cuts, then go back to what they would estimate under the old rate would be, so that they can say at the end of the day, well, this is going to save us so much money on the debt, or this is going to reduce the deficit by so much money. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's the guys with the cups trying to get you to find the whatever they're hiding under the cups, playing that three-cup game on the streets of Manhattan. They're just shuffling it around so that you can't really see where it is. Oh, I hate the way Washington works. But that's how they play it, and that's how they get elected. So let's go through the taxes. It obviously permanently extends the individual and the corporate tax rates from Trump's 2017 tax cuts, including the 21% corporate rate and the reduced individual brackets that we all pay under now. The standard deduction, if you don't itemize your deductions, that increases by $750 for single individuals, $1,500 for heads of households, and it increases to $2,000 for married couples through 2028. And then it reverts back. The child tax credit goes from $2,000 to $2,200 per child. $1,700 of that is actually refundable, and it's indexed for inflation starting next year. The tip income deduction. Everybody's all about, oh, no taxes on tips. Really? Why? Look, I understand politically why, but why should tips be exempt from taxation? That's income. So that's income that you're not going to tax anymore? Well, how about let's not tax, say, okay, so I get one paycheck, but I get money from technically two different companies. One from Premier Radio Networks, which syndicates the weekend program. I get paid a certain amount for that. And then I get paid from iHeartMedia, actually another name, but it's iHeartMedia, for doing the weekday program Monday through Friday. Well, why don't we just consider the weekend program a tip? Well, just that's a tip I get just for coming in and working on Saturdays. You go work on a Saturday. Well, why not call that a tip? Someone who works for tips is working, whether they work 5 days a week, 6 days a week, or 7 days a week, they're working for tips, and that tip is income. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm saying, hallelujah, good for you. What about the rest of us? Tip income deduction allows up to $25,000 in tip income to be deducted from federal income taxes. So you can, depending on how your employer will work it out, you will either not get taxed on your tip. Now, you will still pay FICA. You'll still pay your Social Security and Medicare taxes out of your tip income, but you won't pay any income taxes. But it allows up to $25,000 in tip income to be deducted from your federal income taxes. Now, it phases out for individuals earning more than $150,000 or couples over $300,000. And then here's what nobody tells you. This provision expires in 2028. So enjoy, all you who earn tips, enjoy it while you can. Overtime pay deduction. It permits up to $12,500 in overtime pay to be deducted from federal income taxes, and that also expires in 2028. The state and local tax deduction. This one really irritates me because if you live in a high income tax state like California or Colorado or New York, it raises the state and local tax deduction cap from $10,000 to $40,000 for taxpayers earning less than $500,000. But after 5 years, it reverts back to the $10,000 level. The government giveth and the government taketh away. the senior deduction. This is where, remember, seniors were promised no taxes on Social Security. Well, that's bullcrap, because what it really does, it's simply for seniors, it adds $4,000 to the standard deduction, which has also been increased, but it adds an additional $4,000 to the standard deduction for those 65 and over between 2025 and 2028. Oh, yes, it expires too. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. We're going through the OB Cube. Text the word Michael to 33103. We'll finish or keep going through it next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Hey, Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You asked for it, so by golly, I'm going to give it to you. You want to know the details of the OB Cube, the one big beautiful bill. And so we're walking through it. And apparently I'm touching a nerve because I just glanced at the text line and, ooh, some of you didn't know some of this stuff. I remember speaking of the text line, the number's 33103, 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. If you would, please go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. So let me just give you a couple of other ones. So the ones that kind of pique my curiosity. The business incentive provision. Now, that restores full first-year deductions for equipment and R&D costs. It allows immediate deductions for new manufacturing facilities, and that's retroactive until January 19th of this year, but it's only good through 2029. Why? Why do we keep putting limitations on these? Just make it permanent, and then if some Congress... You see, all we're doing, we're just setting up future fights. We're setting up future fights. And I know that many of these things were done because it was the only way to get, you know, some Republicans. Because remember, no Democrats voted for this. Not one single Democrat. So all of these compromises were among Republicans themselves. So you can imagine what a pile of poop this would have been had Democrats actually been, you know, wanted to be involved in the process, but they wanted nothing to do with it. The Trump accounts, those tax-deferred savings accounts for rugrats, yes, that exists, but it expires in 2028. What about kids born after that? Well, I thought the whole idea was to teach kids and give them, you know, a leg up in some sort of secure financial future. Well, okay, whatever. Then there's the estate tax exemption. It increases from about $14 million, 13.9, let me just read it to you specifically. It increases from $13.99 million, which is $14 million, to $15 million for a single individual. It goes from $27.98 million, which is $28 million, to $30 million for a married couple in 2026. And it's indexed for inflation. Well, la-di-da. What a huge increase. You increase it for individuals by about $1 million and about almost $2 million for couples. The estate tax exemption. Wow. Well, you guys are really generous, aren't you? Immigrations and border security. It funds ICE. It allocates $100 billion over 3 years, actually 4 years, because it goes through 2029 to expand immigrant detention capacity and to hire new agents. It provides $4 billion for 3,000 Border Patrol agents, 5,000 customs officers, and $2.1 billion for sign-on and other bonuses. asylum fee. There's now a $1,000 fee for immigrants that are seeking asylum. Okay. You want asylum? Before we can process your application, we need $1,000. I don't oppose it, but I'm not sure how much effect it's going to have. Border security. This is actually pretty amazing. $350 billion over several years. I haven't quite figured out how many years, but $350 billion, let's just say over 3 or 4 years, for border wall construction and related technologies. So that's not bad in terms of spending. Defense spending, it allocates $150 billion, including $25 billion for missile defense, $21 billion for ammunition, $34 billion for naval expansion, and $5 billion for border security. Now, the $34 billion for naval expansion, we're already behind. So I have no way of judging whether that $34 billion is going to catch us up. And if we're already behind, I'm not sure it will catch us up with China. We're already hundreds of ships behind China, beyond what we should be. And are we going to be able to streamline the procurement process? So $34 billion sounds like a bunch of, yeah, and it is a bunch of money, don't get me wrong. But what's it going to accomplish? I'm more interested in that. Secret Service. It funds signing and retention bonuses for agents that will commit to 5 years of service. So, good, because we do need more Secret Service agents because the threat to elected officials, particularly in the executive branch, is even worse than it's ever been, in my opinion. The social safety net. Listen closely. Medicaid adjustments. It reduces federal Medicaid spending. It reduces federal Medicaid increases in spending and introduces work requirements, 80 hours a month. Most people work that in 2 weeks. For adults 18 to 64 who have no disabilities and don't have kids under the age of 14. Food stamps. It reduces the increase in food stamp funding. In other words, it's still an increase, but you'll hear it as a cut, and it also applies work requirements, which I'm totally for. If you're an able-bodied person between the ages of 18 and 64, and you want me to help you buy your groceries, then go to work. Go volunteer. Go do something. Just don't sit on your ass all day. That's all I ask. And for those of you who are staunchly anti-abortion, it prohibits Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood. Now, before you get all excited about that, it prohibits Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood. I have not been able to ascertain whether there are other funding streams in the federal government still going to Planned Parenthood or not. I just know that Medicaid funding has been cut off. The energy and environment sectors. It phases out the tax credits for electric vehicles by September 30th and for clean energy appliances. So those are going away. It delays methane pollution fees. It relaxes vehicle emission standards. It accelerates fossil fuel project approvals, and it gives new tax incentives for coal production. Part of Drill Baby Drill. And it expands leasing on federal lands and waters. Now, that's going to take time, but at least we've cut the roadblock. Then there are other things. Some are good, some are bad. I would consider these miscellaneous. The debt ceiling increases by $5 trillion from $36.2 trillion. The debt ceiling is artificial. We're always going to be spending in debt until we balance the budget. So this is just something to have a future fight over. But they put it off for at least, well, depending how much money we spend, they at least put that fight off for a while. Now, for those of us who have opposed the tax on suppressors, it repeals the $200 tax on suppressors, also known as silencers, under the National Firearms Act. It allocates $10 billion for a Mars mission, $325 million to deorbit the International Space Station, you know, before it comes crashing down. And it allocates $85 million to relocate a space shuttle. Let's see, rural health care. There's funding in this bill for technology for chronic disease management, rural hospital upgrades, and workforce recruitment for rural hospitals. In the agricultural sector, it expands Sections 179 and 199A deductions, funds animal disease prevention, and updates Farm Bill programs. I just haven't been able to dig in to find out more about it. It did take some things out. The proposal to sell public lands, gone. The 10-year moratorium on state artificial intelligence regulations, gone. The excise tax on wind and solar projects, gone. So I would say that the tax cuts are probably the most discussed provision. It reduces those individual and corporate tax rates. I would say when you think about the tax cuts, it's simply the tax cuts is a continuation of the policies adopted in 2017. And the debate over whether that's going to cost money or bring in money, that depends on who you talk to. I think it will actually increase money, revenue to the Treasury. But whether we spend that or not is the big issue. The Medicaid and the SNAP adjustments, look, I think we should have work requirements. As the Wall Street Journal reports, this does not eliminate the social safety net. People are not going to die. It simply says if you're an able-bodied man or woman and you don't have any other disabilities, you don't have any kids, we expect you to have some skin in the game. There's nothing wrong with that. The TIP deduction, well, it expires in 2028. So before you get all excited about it, you better make as much TIP as you can between now and 2028. What I did, I looked at the bill's text. But I honestly had to skim through it. I looked at the congressional record. I looked at some posts on X from some people I actually trust to, like the Tax Foundation and others. The CBO is referenced because it's the budget estimator. So you've got to look at what the CBO does. But there are alternative analyses about revenue projections. So this bill, 887 pages, reconciliation covers taxes, immigration, defense, social programs, signed yesterday by the president. I would just encourage this. I invite you and encourage you to weigh competing views, economic growth versus the deficit concerns regarding the tax cuts. Research it further because the complexity of this bill is enormous. There are good things and there are bad things in the bill. The key takeaway that I would encourage you to remember is this. Many of these provisions expire in the next 3 or 4 years. So get ready for the same old fight once again. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line's always open, 33103, keyword Michael. If you would, please go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Aloha! Dreaming of sandy beaches and ocean breezes? JTV's Tropical Treasure Sweepstakes could make that dream come true. Enter for your chance to win a fabulous Hawaiian getaway for two with luxury accommodations, airfare, and spending cash. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of at least $99 when you opt in for emails. Don't miss out. Visit jtv.com/sweeps and enter by August 3rd. JTV, where paradise awaits.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com, use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And it shows that the Republican Party of 2025 is the party of Donald Trump. And he was in the vein of a Lyndon Baines Johnson or an FDR or a Ronald Reagan. He was able to really get through Congress what his agenda was. It is one of the biggest bills of its types in history. There's so much in there, and he's not wrong about that. It makes the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent. It gives ICE $30 billion. It splashes $46 million on tightening border control. It restricts Medicaid access so that we just keep throwing people on there. It temporarily gets rid of taxes on tips. It increases the state and local tax deduction temporarily. It raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion, so we won't be fighting about that, next year. So the big part of the bill is not in doubt. It's the beautiful part that I think remains highly contested. The president doesn't have any qualms about it, though. He made fun of the Democrats, and the Democrats, I think, really did blow it. Much like Republicans can stand back and say, we had nothing to do with Obamacare, I still resent Republicans for not at least fighting Obamacare, for not at least putting up a fight. The Democrats here didn't put up a fight. They just gave speeches. That's all they really did. And I think that, you know, we're suffering from that. That's why Medicare continues to explode. That's why health insurance costs continue to explode. I mean, for example, if there was one thing that I would like to have seen in here, how about something about drug costs? And I don't mean price controls. How about reforming pharmacy benefit management? How about allowing the government to negotiate for drug costs for Medicare and Medicaid recipients? How about doing something that says, you know, if, for example, any of you who are on Ozempic or any of these GLP-1 drugs for weight loss or for, you know, type 1 or type 2 diabetes, well, a monthly dosage in Europe averages $100 or less. The same dosage in this country is $1,000 or more per month. What's the difference? The difference is the pharmacy benefit managers, the middlemen in between us and the pharmaceutical companies. Let's get rid of them. Let's reform that. Let's change that. Why should the government not be able to negotiate drug prices for people on Medicare or Medicaid? Not that I would trust them to do a very good job of negotiating, but at least try. So there are lots of other things that, had I been in Congress, I would have been trying to throw into this bill. Because there's a lot of things that need to be fixed in this country. And then we've got this. We've got Elon Musk. He's out there tweeting again yesterday and today about his third party again. He wrote, Independence Day is the perfect time to ask if you want independence from the two-party, some would say uniparty system. Should we create the American Party? He then pinned that post. He made it a paid ad, so it appeared on everybody's X feed. And it came just 2 days after the South African-born former Trump advisor and former BFF pledged to primary any Republican who voted for it. Stop it. Just stop it. We don't need a third party. A third party would have to create all the infrastructure, would have to do everything to put a party together. And we have a Republican Party that just has too many rhinos, has too many people in it that are just willing to say whatever it takes to get elected. And you know whose fault that is? It's mine and it's yours. You know, I went through a long diatribe on the local program, I think just this past week, about why is it the Republicans simply cannot find decent candidates to run for public office. And yes, I'm talking about Senate and the House, but I'm also talking about in the state capitals, governorships, all the way down to dog catcher. We need to do a better job of recruiting really good candidates who can appeal to a changing electorate, who can maintain their conservative principles and explain to them why these principles work. Why cutting taxes, for example, increases revenue. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And we have a spending problem because we haven't explained to people that we're on the financial cliff of insolvent. Well, I guess we're not insolvent. I guess we could pay off the national debt. We could decide that the Grand Canyon is worth $39 trillion, and we could sell it to the Chinese Communist Party. But I don't want to do that. I instead would rather see us grow our way out of this debt, which may be difficult, but it's going to have to be done. Growth is the key. And the one thing that I would say is absolutely fantastic about Trump is he understands that too. He understands that we need growth. And sometimes you got to spend money to grow and make more money. I just hope it all works out. Gee, do I hope it works out. You can't keep going down the same path. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line's open as always, 33103. Keyword, Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
We are seeing something truly disturbing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, and sadly, right here in America. Jewish schools being targeted, synagogues threatened, families living in fear. It's something we hoped we'd never see again in our lifetime. Silence is not an option. This is the moment to take a stand. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, IFCJ, are on the front lines, providing real help where it's needed most. They're giving food and shelter to Jewish families under threat, building bomb shelters for children, helping survivors of hate rebuild their lives. And they don't just respond to crisis, they work every day to prevent it. Your gift of only $45 will help support their life-saving work by helping provide food, shelter, and much more. The Bible says, "I will bless those who bless you." Supporting IFCJ is a spiritual stand. It's showing up for God's people when it counts. Please call 888-488-IFCJ, 888-488-4325, or website ifcj.org. Every dollar helps. Be the difference. Visit ifcj.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.